my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, welcome to my 1-3 cents, the podcast. Yes, I am playing up on Halloween, and I really had hoped to have a Halloween-related guest, and it was not from a lack of trying. I reached out to several wrestlers, past and present, current roster with Chikara and some other wrestlers, independent wrestlers, former WWE wrestlers. Just didn't have any luck. Nobody got back to me. Nobody said no. I just didn't hear anything back from anyone. So that was kind of disappointing. And I waited until too long because I kept, hoping that, at the very last minute, someone would weigh in and say it. And I could have maybe called a friend and done something and arranged something. But my schedule over the weekend is kind of tight. And so I am taking a little bit of time here. And this will probably be a shorter than usual show. And I apologize for that. Or you're welcome. Maybe you like the shorter shows, but this is not going to be a long-winded My 1-2-3 Cents or My 1-Boo-3 Cents. Next year, though, I am going to play up October a little bit more because I do like Halloween. I enjoy Halloween a lot, actually, and I am going to play it up more for next year. Of course, if you want to go back and listen to the Kane episode Chad and I did a couple of weeks ago on the 20-year anniversary of Kane, we go through our six best or favorite memories of Kane. So go back in the archives and check that out. I am going to get to a Halloween theme here in just a few minutes, but I do want to also talk about Stride Pro Wrestling. Stride Pro Wrestling is, of course, coming back this Saturday night, November 4th, to the Illinois Star Center Mall in Marion. A very stacked card as we speak. The Stride Pro Wrestling Tag Team Championships will be defended as Maximum Overdrive, that is Axe Allwort and Scott Phoenix. They will defend against the DR Party, Dexter Roswell and his right-hand man, the enforcer of the DR Party. He's informing now that's how what he wants to be referred to. That is Brian Richards. And they're going to be, of course, managed by Jay Wellington Beauregard. Or is Jay Wellington Beauregard going to be with Maximum Overdrive? He manages both of these teams. This is a very interesting and unique situation. Wellington, Jay Wells told me that he feels like Sam Hunter, the general manager, has put him in a position that he does not want to be in. He feels like this is a vendetta, and he's not happy about it. So, by the way, Jerry Travelstead, who has had issues with both of these teams and Jay Wellington Beauregard, is going to be the special guest referee for that match. So, looking forward to that, seeing Jerry again, too. It's been a little while since I've seen him, so can't wait to see him. The last time we saw him, by the way, he was paddling Dexter Roswell with the help of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Yes, that was a real thing that really did happen. So excited for that. Excited for this match, too. It is a triple threat for the Legacy Championship. Tony Flood, of course, has regained that title from Heath Hatton. He will defend against Hatton and Joey O'Reilly. So that'll be a fun match. I think that these three are all phenomenal athletes on the Stride roster, and at any given time could be competing for the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. But definitely all three of these guys, three of the brightest stars in Stride Pro Wrestling, and the Legacy title on the line. It's going to be a phenomenal match. This one too, the Battle of the Flyers, if you will. JD Wilk will take on Aaron Brooks. Aaron Brooks, of course, returning to Stride Pro Wrestling after a bit of an absence, has been teaming up with Joey O'Reilly for a little bit. Actually was a six-man tag team partner with JD Wilk at the most recent show. But for Fall Break 2, it's going to be Aaron Brooks versus JD Wilk. So looking forward to seeing that match. El Magnifico, Jose Magnifico, will be in the house as well. He will be taking on newcomer Shane Lauder. Shane, of course, is an up-and-comer and a student of the Stride School. He will be getting another opportunity this time against El Magnifico. So he will have that opportunity coming up again this Saturday night. It is November 4th. And then for the Stride Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, as of now, I have not heard anything different, but Jay Spade has been, sidelined for quite some time with a concussion after the last battle he had with Roger Mathis. But Roger is set, as of right now, to defend the championship in a best 2 out of 3 falls match against Jay Spade. And again, as I run down this card, we're still a week away as I'm recording this. Card subject to change as always, so be sure though to come out and check out Stride Pro Wrestling or indie wrestling wherever you live. I know that most of the people listening to this are probably in the Southeast Missouri, Southern Illinois, Western Kentucky area. I appreciate that. Check out Cape Championship Wrestling too, or SIWC up in East Carondelet, Illinois. There are so many great promotions, even if you don't live, right near one. I'm lucky. You know, Stride Pro Wrestling is a 10-minute drive for me. But we have fans who come from as far away as Mount Vernon, which is a 45-minute drive. Cape Girardeau, which is an hour-plus drive. I appreciate the fact that these fans are that dedicated and that devoted to Stride Pro Wrestling. Or whatever the company is near you, get out there and support. And when you get there, actually support. You know, buy a t-shirt, buy a mask, buy a DVD, buy the action figures that they're selling. You know, when you're supporting the indie wrestler, you are supporting the indie wrestler. There's no middleman in there. There's no corporate money being given. You know, when Tony Flood sells a t-shirt, that money goes back to Tony Flood and helps support his family, or Heath Hatton, or Farmer Billy Hills, who, by the way, is recovering. He is injured, and I know we've had our words in the past and some recent issues, but Farmer, if you are listening to this, I texted you privately and told you the same thing, but get well soon. Take care of yourself. We are all pulling for a speedy recovery for you. I know he's had some issues with his back in the past. Not really a time frame at this point how long Farmer's going to be out, but he will be missed in the Stride locker room for sure. But Farmer, we hope that you do get well and you're able to join us again in the near future. And, you know, that is back to my point about getting out there and supporting with those purchases. When you buy your ticket, you know, Stride, for example, is $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Make some noise. Let the good guys know that you love them. Let the bad guys know that you don't like them. Boo them. Cheer them. Whatever it is, get out there and support. That is the key to all of this. And, you know, I steal this rant, a little bit of it, from my friends over at Podzilla 1985. You know, Asa Gray and Dalton Anthony, they come over to all the Stride shows except for the last one when we were up with Cape Championship Wrestling. They work with Cape Championship Wrestling, and I respect that they chose to head to their show, as I would have done in the same situation and did in the same situation. So, make some noise, though. Get out there and show your support, show your love. You know, it's your ticket. Make the most of your voice. And there's not a bad seat in the house when you come to a Stride Pro Wrestling show. We're on the road, too. We're going to be heading back up to the Jefferson County area. I believe it's Waltonville Grade School we're doing a fundraiser at. That's coming up on December the 16th. And I say Waltonville, I apologize, it's Woodlawn. We're going to be in Woodlawn, and that's up near Mount Vernon, I do believe. But we're back on December 9th, too, for Buried Alive in Marion. And I'll be talking to Red Daniels and hopefully Chris Hargis as well ahead of Buried Alive and kind of getting their take on this first ever Buried Alive match for Stride Pro Wrestling. Again, that's coming up December 9th, which kind of fits in well with the transition of going into the Halloween theme here. And like I said, I tried to get a Halloween-themed guest. I fell short, miserably short. Didn't even get any responses, so I got to try again next year and get prepared a little more in advance for that. But what I did is actually took some inspiration from the Skull Brothers, or the Skull, yeah, they are the Skull Brothers, but they have the Skull Buster podcast. It is Jay and Tom Skull. Tom Skull, of course, is the co-host also of Tom and Jim's Top 5 that Chad and I really stole the idea for Your Sixth Sense. So Tom, I hope you're not looking for any compensation for me ripping off your ideas, but when I find a good idea, I'll use it, and I will credit the person that I got it from. So Tom Skull, I appreciate kind of the idea here. Now, Tom and his brother Jason, what they did is did a current roster Halloween Havoc type pay-per-view event, and they fantasy booked, if you will. I'm kind of stealing that premise, but I'm tweaking it and kind of to kind of make it my own. But even though I'm kind of stealing it also from WWE, because as I was looking for ideas for this Halloween themed podcast, WWE actually on Saturday published a list of their 50 or of the 50 scariest superstars. They weren't all WWE superstars as I went through. So what I have done is I have taken all 50 of these superstars from the past and the present. There's some on the current roster. And I have created my own Halloween Havoc event, pay-per-view, if you will. And, I had a lot of fun doing this. And basically, I came up with 11 matches, which maybe I should have done 13 for the unlucky number of Halloween. I did add one person in to kind of balance this out and make it right. And when I get to it, it'll make sense. The one person I don't have in an actual match as a wrestler is Paul Bearer, because he never really wrestled. But he will obviously be a manager on my Halloween Havoc pay-per-view here event. So let's start it off with a triple threat match. Mankind will take on Bray Wyatt, and they will take on Jake the Snake Roberts. These three guys, all masters of the mind game, if you will. And it's going to just be Bray Wyatt straight up, no Sister Abigail involved here. Jake the Snake Roberts. And as I go through these matches, especially the ones with the legends from the past, think of them back in their prime. So obviously Bray Wyatt today, Jake Roberts, I would say circa 1987, 88. 89 in that late 80s, and Mankind, of course, 1996, as he came in and was raising all kinds of hell. My next match is a women's match. It is Karma, the WWE diva who ended her career before it really got started with WWE. Still would love to see her make a comeback. She will take on Bull Nakano, former WWE women's champion, battled Alondra Blaze back in the mid-90s. So Karma versus Bull Nakano. My next match is going to be, and we can maybe make this a gimmick match of some kind. I don't know. I didn't really put a lot of gimmick ideas into this, but the Sheik, the original Sheik, takes on his nephew, Sabu. And maybe we'll make this, I don't know. We'll make it some kind of match, a fireball match. How about that? Up next, let's do Doink the Clown versus the Mad Dog, Buzz Sawyer. And you may think, well, that doesn't sound like a match. Why would we make this a match? Well, if you go back in history, Doink the Clown, who was played by Matt Bourne, actually teamed with Buzz Sawyer back in their days in World Class Championship Wrestling, and probably even prior to that. I just caught them in World Class as a tag team, so I know that the two of them have a history together. But as Doink, kind of that clownish or Halloweenish scary gimmick going on, and taking on his former partner, Buzz Sawyer, the Great Muta battles the Great Kabuki. And I think there's a relationship there between Kabuki and Muta as well. I don't remember exactly if they were father-son or... I'm pretty sure there is a relationship there, though, and I apologize for not knowing. Let's do the Battle Royal next. We'll call this a Monsters Ball Battle Royal, and it's going to feature, stay with me here, the Boogeyman, Papa Shango, Abdullah the Butcher, Viscera, Ox Baker, the Wild Samoans, Afa and Sika, Umaga, Leatherface, the Bludgeon Brothers, who are Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, Cactus Jack, yes, they listed Cactus Jack and Mankind, I understand. Waylon Mercy, the Ugandan Giant Kamala Haku, King Curtis Iakeu, Pampero Furpo, and some of these names I'm not familiar with. He was one of them. New Jack, Kevin Sullivan, Tor Johnson, the Wolfman, Mad Dog Vachon, the Missing Link, Nails, and Kerrigan, who was a part of the Truth Squad, I believe that's what they were called, back in the late 90s, and then he was an oddity. It was a little more cartoonish as an oddity, but he was a monster when he was with the Truth Commission, I think, actually, not the Truth Squad. So those 25 will be battling it out in the Monsters Ball Battle Royal. And, you know, who wins that? That's a good one. I am going to go with Abdullah the Butcher for the win to avenge the loss at Halloween Havoc 91 when he got fried in that Chamber of Horrors match. Let's do a intergender six-person tag team matchup. Gangrel and Luna Vachon, who were at one time a couple, they will take on Vampiro and Sherry. And I know Sherry doesn't really fit Vampiro, but she was on this list. She had a feud with Luna. I thought they would be good together. They will take on Kevin Thorne and Ariel. And Ariel was the one of the 50 who was not on the actual list, but she managed or was the valet for Kevin Thorne. I thought making this an intergender tag match, and she did do some work in WWE in the ring. So we're going to make it a six-person tag team matchup. Also coming up, Bruiser Brody, one of the all-time greats, one of the guys that I really, you know, since he's been gone, and he's been gone nearly 30 years now, he's one of those that I've grown to appreciate even more from when he was still in the ring. He takes on Braun Strowman, who is, of course, red hot right now in WWE. These two, I think, would have had a fantastic match had they ever had the opportunity. Strowman, of course, so strong and powerful. Brody just does not care. And these two reckless individuals would just tear each other apart, I think. And I think that would make for a great, great, great match. How about an Inferno match between Kane, the Big Red Machine, and Sid? Both pretty big guys, pretty comparable in size. And I don't think, I could be wrong, someone correct me if I am, I think by the time Kane made his debut, Sid was gone from the WWE for the last time and did not come back, at least as a full-time superstar after that. So I think Sid and Kane would have a decent match as well. Again, we're going in these professional wrestlers' primes. There are two great matches left, and I'm not sure which one I would do as the main event. I think actually I do know which one I would do as the main event, so I will do this next one next, and that is the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar, taking on Big Van Vader. And of course, again, this is 1993 Van Vader, 1992 Van Vader, when he was dominating WCW, beating the likes of Sting and Davey Boy Smith and Ron Simmons and all those other competitors who were kind of climbing up the WCW ranks at the time, and even his stint in Japan. I mean, Vader was a beast. By the time he came to WWE, he was a bit heavier, a bit older, and you know, WWE style was not really conducive to what Vader was doing. And I also think because he wasn't a Vince McMahon creation, and they didn't repackage him as anyone, they did kind of take some of the wind out of his sails, and as he came into the WWF, WWE in 1996-ish. So that is our semi-main event. The main event, The Undertaker with Paul Bearer battling Andre the Giant. These two probably crossed paths in the locker room in WWF, but never wrestled each other, obviously. By the time Undertaker came in the fall of 1990, Andre had already was not on TV anymore for WWF. He was still kind of working there because we did see him and The Undertaker on the same pay-per-view at WrestleMania 7. Andre, of course, was seconding the Big Boss Man and helped him as he was battling Mr. Perfect. And of course, The Undertaker making his WrestleMania debut at WrestleMania 7, defeating Superfly Jimmy Snuka. So that's it. That's my 1-2, my 1-boo 3 cents. I can't even say it right. For Halloween Havoc 2017, WWE putting together some of their superstars, and they pulled some superstars who had never competed with them as well, which is cool. And I probably would have had some different guys on here and taken some and had some different ones not on here, but I liked their list. I was running short on time, so I came up with this this super card, if you will. some of the greats from the past and the present getting in the ring and mixing it up. So if you have ideas or suggestions how you would restructure this card and make your own super card, if you will, of Halloween Havoc 2017, let me know. And weigh in here on My 1-2-3 Cents. Don't forget also to rate and review this show and the others on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. There is the Five Hearts Podcast, which is all about Nebraska Cornhusker athletics. Chad has Positive Cynicism, and then Greg Mahochka, who does Five Hearts as well as the co-founder of Jittery Monkey, has his own show called Nerds United. So again, rate, review our shows on iTunes. Let us know what you think. Ideas for guests, suggestions, whatnot, let us know right here. And also, don't forget, Stride Pro Wrestling returns this Saturday night, November 4th. And then Cape Championship Wrestling has a show coming up on Saturday night, November 25th. That is the weekend of Thanksgiving, so they are going to be returning, and I'll have all those details coming up on future shows as well, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great week, everyone, and I look forward to seeing you fans out at Stride Pro Wrestling this Saturday night.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.